Welcome to the Oakland Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Senior Pastor Randy Bain. It's our prayer that this message encourages you and strengthens you. For more information and for other resources, visit us at oaklandonline.org.
You know, in every dating relationship, there's a couple great big moments. First one is when the first time someone says, "I love you," right? And does the other one say, "I love you" back? You know, that's kind of a big deal. And the second one is maybe when you meet the parents, right? I remember my brother brought his wife now, but his girlfriend in from Chicago, and I think she thought she was meeting the Addams family. I mean, we were like not Chicago, you know, premier Chicago family. We lived out in the country on a farm, and I think she was a little scared. But in the Gospels, it's amazing. We meet the parents of Jesus almost immediately. In Matthew's Gospel and in Luke's, we meet Jesus' earthly parents. In Matthew's Gospel, it starts right off with the meeting the whole family, the genealogy, chapter 1. And then after that, we meet Joseph and Mary. Verse 1:18 says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly." So we immediately meet the family. And of course, Luke's gospel is the other way. We start off with John the Baptist, and then we meet Mary. And then it's a couple chapters later that we actually meet the whole genealogy in chapter 3 as he begins his earthly ministry. There is a blessing of our biological family. God has blessed us with a biological family. If we read in the gospel, it says in Matthew 1 that Joseph arose from sleep and did as the angel commanded him and took Mary as his wife. And he kept her virgin until she gave birth to a son, and they called his name Jesus. God the Father thought it was so important for earthly families to be that place of nurture and care and protection that he gave Jesus an earthly father, Joseph's stepfather, and a mother, Mary. Now, we don't know much about Joseph because after Jesus' 13th birthday, his time in the temple, probably his bar mitzvah, we don't hear about him anymore. Joseph disappears. But prior to that, Joseph took Mary, made a home with her, provided for her, and protected them. Remember, they ran to Egypt. They came back from Egypt to Bethlehem. Then they fled to Nazareth. I mean, God protected him with a biological earthly family. It was a blessing. Well, Mary, we know Mary stuck around. Mary was there at the cross. Mary was even in the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit fell upon the church and the church was born. Mary was there in that upper room with them. And so we find that God's earthly family was a part of that. Some of you might say, well, my earthly family wasn't such a hot one. You know, it was more abusive. I wasn't encouraged. It was actually a detriment to my faith. Well, the Lord also gives us a blessing of a spiritual family. Now, I believe God intended your earthly family, your biological family, to be that place of blessing, to be that place of spiritual nurture. But even if that doesn't happen, God will provide you with a spiritual family to take the place, a surrogate family, maybe an aunt or an uncle or a grandmother or a grandfather or maybe a neighbor or maybe a friend's family. I mean, somehow God always provides. And I really don't want to sell short. The church family can really be your spiritual family. Remember, Jesus' own family was not always on the right side of his ministry. In Mark chapter 3, it says at one point that he was ministering and teaching, and there was crowds around him, that Mary and the family came to get him because they thought Jesus had lost his mind. And when they told Jesus that your family's outside, Jesus said, he didn't say anything about his family. He pointed to everyone in the room and he said, "This is my family, the ones who hear the word of God and do it." And so he was really pointing to, even when your family lets you down, there is a spiritual family that will give your care and nurture and support. And remember, Jesus, when he hung on the cross, what did he do? He didn't entrust his mother unto one of his brothers. He looked at John, the beloved disciple, and said, "Woman, behold your son." And then to John, he says, "And son, behold your mother." And it said, from that day on, John, the beloved John the Apostle, took Mary to his home to be that spiritual family, that spiritual nurture for her. Well, what three takeaways can you get from this message? Number one, God emphasized the importance of an earthly family. He provided you with a biological earthly family on earth, just as he did for Jesus. Rejoice in that family and support your family the best you can. I know we live in a broken world, and the norm is not always what God intended, but it's what it is, right? You do the best you can to rejoice and give thanks and bless that family. Well, if that family isn't what you need, God has provided a spiritual family for each of you. Hopefully it is that earthly family. But if not, find your family. Find that place of emotional, spiritual, and encouraging support, and lean into that family. And finally, God may be calling you to be a family for a spiritual orphan. Open your home and open your heart, especially in this season. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from Oakland Church. For more information and for other resources, visit us at oaklandonline.org.